This is New England Public Radio News. There is an elm street in almost every city in America, but not many surviving elm trees. In the mid-20th century, Dutch elm disease killed off millions of the species. Many were old, established trees. Towns and forests were notably changed. As New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports, decades later, new invasive pests and disease are killing off other species of trees. Watching this, ecologists have been engineering a comeback for the American elm.
The history of the elm in America goes back to the earliest settlements by Europeans.
This effort to somehow reconcile nature and artifice, the countryside and the city.
Thomas Campanella is author of A History of the Elm called Republic of Shade. He spoke to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Charles Dickens actually talked about this when he visited New Haven. New Haven was known as the City of Elms. It had a remarkable collection of elm trees on all its streets. And he wrote that the elms, quote, bring about a kind of compromise between town and country, as if each had met the other halfway and shaken hands upon it.
The elm is a fast-growing tree and can establish itself in a city and a forest. But a century ago, when faced with a fungus known as Dutch elm disease, which usually attacked the tree through a beetle, millions died. But not all.
It's one of the biggest elms left in Massachusetts.
On a neighborhood street in Amherst, Massachusetts, Christian Marks, who's a forest ecologist, stands in front of an enormous American elm. It's an old tree that's about 100 feet tall, settled in a front yard at the edge of the sidewalk.
And it has the classic elm shape where it has all this flare at the bottom from the roots.
The technical term is buttress roots, Mark says. Many old elms that survived over the years, like this one, have been treated with an antifungal. When the tree started to die off and had to be cut down, Mark says a certain beauty was lost.
When there were still avenues where the whole avenue was lined with elms, they would connect above the street and there would be branches all above you, and it felt like a vaulting ceiling of a cathedral.
Marks, who is with the Nature Conservancy, is among the tree ecologists working with the U.S. Forest Service to grow and plant a new population of disease-resistant elms. The goal is to plant them in cities and along riverbanks in floodplain forests. It is a large-scale restoration effort and will take years, but they're on their way.
We're taking them from this size container and putting them in a bigger one and growing them on to 4 to 6 feet.
Glenn Cutting and his family will be tending these elms at their nursery about 20 miles away. Marks started some of them from branches. The more plush ones, he says, he grew from seed.
And you can see the label here where this is the mother, R18-2. It's highly tolerant selection. And then number 65 is a tree from New England that was really big and lived a long time despite Dutch elm disease being all around it. So we suspect it might be tolerant.
It sounds like it's a lot of engineering. And it is, says Marks. But it's about giving the American elm species a boost. The goal is to get the elm to a point where it can resist pathogens and be a replacement tree for other species in jeopardy, like maples, vulnerable to the Asian longhorn beetle, which infested 35,000 trees in Worcester in 2008. They had to be cut down. Another pest, the emerald ash borer, has killed off millions of ash trees around the country, and it's moving up the Connecticut River Valley. Keith Nislow is with the U.S. Forest Service.
And so our strong focus on entomology and pests and pathogens allows us to do really robust projections about what would be lost.
What is lost when trees are killed off is what Nislow refers to as goods and services that come from nature's complex systems. From the top, shade and cooling. At the lower level, tree roots intercept and filter pollutants that get into groundwater and rivers, like car oil, animal waste, and farm fertilizer.
And so then we have a pretty good idea of what a species that could come in and stand in and provide those services.
Right now, that's the elm. The species, like a few others, has always been a more bang-for-your-buck tree that can thrive in wet forests and tolerate dry city life.
My name is Alexander Sherman, and I am the assistant city forester for the city of Springfield, Mass.
Sherman is standing at the edge of a planting field filled with a variety of species, including about 100 elms grown by the Nature Conservancy's Christian Marks.
These are Christian trees. Yep, he brought them down and in his car. He had them all packed in, and they're planters, and we had some volunteers out here.
And they're pretty small. It will be another 5 years at least before they're planted in the city, says Sherman. Springfield has been reestablishing disease-resistant elms since 2006. About 400 trees have been planted so far. What began long ago as a New England street tree appears to be taking hold again. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.